Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is digging in on the election of Urungwe West lawmaker Keith Guza, who did not even vote in the just-ended parliamentary by-election.
The issue here is that do we go to court or do we write to ZEC to say that Kenny be disqualified? So the engaged lawyers were talking about it because it is the law. It's as simple as that. It's the law.
The Institute for Young Women Development will tomorrow hold a march in Bindura to call on urgent legal reform on the age of consent for sex and child marriage in Zimbabwe.
We're going to march from TMZN. Our petition is going to be in the form of a drawing that was done by young children and survivors of child marriages.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says government's jobs export program is commendable, though it clearly shows the state has failed to deliver on employment creation.
This can be another way of agreeing that we have failed as a country. We are unable to provide our own people with jobs. We have failed to manage our own affairs.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, which has come under heavy criticism for its handling of the Urungwe West by-elections and elections in general, has declared that ZANU-PF candidate Keith Guza was lawfully and procedurally nominated as a candidate for the Urungwe West constituency. In a press statement released today, ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau said Guza was a registered voter for the 2013 harmonized elections and was listed under Magunje constituency. ZEC noted that in March this year, he lodged an application with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission at its head office voter registration center to transfer his registration as a voter from Magunje to Urungwe West.
On the basis of that transfer, the statement said, Guza was duly nominated as a candidate for Urungwe West in April when the nomination quote for that by-election set. Makarau, though, admits that Guza's name was not electronically updated on the voter's roll for that constituency because of a quote, transposition of the block numbers relating to his old and new registrations. ZEC admits that Guza did not even vote. Studio 7 reached Guza, who declined to comment. But Urungwe West independent candidate Temba Muliswa tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Guza must be disqualified.
It's true, he has equally admitted that he was not on the voter's roll. He has equally admitted that he had a voter slip. And what happens in any process, there is a pre-registration before the nomination court for the candidate, and you are given a slip. But in giving you being given that slip, there are also pilot voter registration inspection programs which run in the constituency before the election. Urungwe West had two voter registration and two voter inspection. For you to then check that is your name in the voter's roll, and the onus is up to the candidate to ensure that happens. And if you're not on the voter's roll, you correct that. And it so happened that he's not on the voter's roll, especially with the background that he was in another constituency called Magunje. I was given the electronic voter's roll, which is something which is also new in terms of the Electoral Act, in terms of ensuring that after voter registration is being done, there'll be an electronic voter's roll, which I asked for. In going through it, his name was not there.
What are your options here?
The issue here is that do we go to court or do we write to ZEC to say that Kenny be disqualified? So the engaged lawyers were talking about it because it is the law. It's as simple as that. It's the law.
That was Temba Muliswa, who contested in Urungwe West as an independent candidate, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. National Constitutional Assembly, or NCA, President and Constitutional Law Expert Love Momaduku accused ZEC of deliberately trying to mislead the public.
It is a very dishonest statement, and that must be condemned. They are obviously misleading the nation. They deliberately breached the law in their handling of that election and allowed Keith Guza to be a candidate when he was not supposed to be a candidate in terms of law. So the statement that they are making is choosing words which are not, which cannot be understood by ordinary people. For example, if you take the statement, the chairperson, Justice Makarau, chooses the following words, transposition of block numbers. What does that mean? It's clearly meant not to, to confuse everyone. We don't know what that means. And why does she choose that kind of language when she's supposed to be explaining to all people in the country, educated and uneducated, simple, complicated? She should have used better language. In terms of law, you cannot be a candidate unless you are on the voter's roll. So they are admitting that he was not on the voter's roll. He only had a voter's registration certificate. That voter's registration certificate is merely evidence that you have applied to be put on the voter's roll. You are only on the voter's roll when your name appears there. Now, in the past, some people with these applications were allowed to vote, but they, it would be allowing a person not on the voter's roll. It's accepted that if you just have a slip and your name is not on the voter's roll, you are not on the voter's roll. But to be a candidate, you must be on the voter's roll at the time that you are being nominated.
So in the event that Mr. Guza is disqualified, what does this mean? Is there going to be a by-election or Muliskwa is duly nominated?
Muliskwa would then be declared a candidate. There is no need for a by-election because there were only two persons that presented themselves, Guza and Muliskwa.
That was NCA President and Constitutional Law Expert Lovemore Maduku speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.